Hey, co-op listeners, this is Lynn Coles here for another In Touch interview. This show started at the beginning of the pandemic to make sure that community members were connected to resources in the Central Texas area that could help them weather through the pandemic. We'd like to keep these interviews going afterwards as well, because we've just talked to so many awesome folks in town who are doing such good work to help keep their community members financially stable and healthy and in good positions to be good friends and good neighbors. The organization that I'm interviewing with today has been doing that for almost 100 years. So I'm super excited today to talk with United Way Director of Events and Engagement, Jordan, who has been working with the organization for a little while now and has been gracious enough to share information about MLK celebrations through United Way Austin, and also just some general information about the organization. Jordan, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Lynn, for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Give us a sense of how long you've been at the organization and what kind of events and engagement y'all have been doing since the pandemic. Obviously, there have been some adjustments.
Yeah, sure. I've been with the organization for just about 2 years.
Okay.
And just like you said, started doing volunteering events, and that was my focus. And since the pandemic, we've really transitioned a lot to hosting a lot more Zoom events, or events that people can do safely from their home.
Yeah. Have you found people being engaged with one another during the online events, and have people still been networking and creating community connections?
You know, I think they have. It definitely feels different. And I think with everyone being on Zoom at work for so long, it definitely is an extra step to get on there for the community events. When I do make it to those events, it does make you feel good after. And so we really hope for our events to give you that feeling of community that you may not get from a typical work one-on-one meeting or something like that.
Are y'all working from home?
We all are. We've been at home since March and are planning to for the next few months as well.
I know United Way Austin has lots and lots of programs. As the Director of Events and Engagement, I'm sure you're at the organizing levels of all of those, making sure that people know what's going on. What are the kind of key focuses of United Way Austin?
We focus on a lot of anti-poverty work, and we do that by focusing on three different areas. Working in education, doing a lot of work specifically in early childhood education, because we know that it makes a really big impact, especially with the pandemic and everything that's been happening with school closures and childcare closures. Education has been one of our really high priorities. We also focus on financial stability and making sure that working families can thrive in Austin, especially again with the pandemic. It's been a really hard year. Working on job training programs and different things like that for financial stability for families of all ages.
Yeah.
And then the other piece that we work on is health. Education and financial stability really do play a lot into health. So we have really beautiful overlap there in working in that area of health as well.
Have you guys been doing after school programs or anything? I know schools have been open somewhat in the Austin area recently. Is that right?
Currently, we're working really focused in on early childhood education. Mm-hmm. And so those are kids, you know, 3 to 5. Most likely they're in pre-K programs. All of the different centers that we work with have been open since March. They've been kind of marked as essential service, especially for working parents. We really have been able to celebrate them as heroes this year. A lot of our volunteer projects have actually been around praising and supporting our early childhood teachers and educators.
Wow, that's awesome. If listeners have a child or know somebody in their neighborhood or have a friend or family member who does have a job that keeps them at work and is maybe looking for some childcare or early child education, do they just call United Way, or how do you guys find the folks whose kids you're working with?
Best way to start would be checking out our website. Our program is called Pre-K Partnerships. We are open for enrollment for many of those schools. We run a really cool program that kind of creates a co-op style model of schools all around the Austin area. You may be in South Austin, there's a school there. There may be in North Austin, there's schools up there.
We've mentioned the website, I think, a couple of times now, so I'm just going to say it out loud for listeners. UnitedWayAustin.org. And for people who aren't necessarily like internet users, you can also dial them at 512-472-6267. The reason that I reached out to United Way Austin, partly just to learn about the programming and share that information with listeners, but in addition to the upcoming MLK celebration events that are happening, how's the planning process been?
This is an event that we do every year. We've been doing it for a really long time. It's part of our core volunteer series honoring Martin Luther King Jr. We typically do a big event in person. We pick up trash. We kind of beautify the neighborhood. This year, because of the pandemic, we've had to pivot a little bit. We've offered a few different ways to get involved. We've got a socially distanced celebration we'll be hosting actually on MLK Jr.'s holiday. Okay. That will be Monday the 18th. We'll be hosting a virtual celebration there, just kind of a community gathering. We have a special guest speaker, Dr. Kazike Prince. We're also going to be talking a little bit about advocacy mm-hmm. that morning. And we have our United Way policy specialist, mm-hmm. and her name is Brooke. And she'll be joining us as well to kind of share some tips about how to get involved while we're home.
And how can people find information about that event?
Check out our volunteer website, which is volunteer.uwatx.org.
For listeners, we are recording on Friday, January 15th here. We'll post it on the website over the weekend. Celebration event will happen on the 18th, and then this interview will air on the 20th. So the event will already have passed if you're listening to this on the radio, but that's okay. There's still tons of ways to get involved with the United Way. You can go to their website at unitedwayaustin.org or specifically their volunteer website at volunteer.uwatx.org as well. And for people who tend towards phone conversations, the phone number is 512-472-6267. Jordan, I just wanted to get a little bit theoretical here. Given that the MLK Day is the celebration of this momentous figure in American civil rights history, who was an advocate for so many people and for voting rights and for equal access to public property and resources, why did y'all decide to have an advocacy specialist there on MLK Day?
Celebrating Dr. King's life and legacy really is central to United Way and mm-hmm. our community volunteerism series. And it really just helps us connect to our mission of fighting poverty in the community. And oftentimes we think about volunteering, right? Mm-hmm. And I think especially now with this pandemic, it's really allowed us to open up that definition. And so service means all sorts of different things. It means advocacy, it means learning, it means civic engagement. I didn't mention this earlier, but I would love to add it in that, you know, we are hosting kind of a community moment on the 18th, but we are also curated a few different ways to learn and actively do something to celebrate the life and legacy of MLK Jr. that are totally self-paced, so folks can do it even after the holiday. We have a self-guided tour where you're welcome to park at our United Way office, which is on the east side. It will walk you through some historic sites in East Austin. And we also have a self-paced virtual activity that folks can do from home.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, the weather is like starting to get nice, too. I feel like a self-guided walking tour would be just lovely. Can folks find that on the United Way website also?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, let's get out in the sun and go visit some important sites in the history of Black Austin.
We'd love to have you out join us.
Sweet. What are you guys thinking for 2021? How far ahead are your plans taking you? Or, you know, everybody's still just kind of baby stepping from here just to keep our heads on straight.
Hopefully by the end of the year, being able to gather again in person. But also, we're okay with just the safety of our community and really wanting to be as safe as we possibly can. While we need to kind of stay in our homes a little bit longer, we're happy to do that just out of care for community. A few more virtual events and then with some high hopes for in-person later in the year of 2021.
You mentioned this earlier in terms of people finding ways to serve one another during this really difficult time. I have been really heartened talking with all sorts of different folks through these interviews, people who have not only persisted through the pandemic, but really found ways to thrive and to recognize disparities and inequalities in community groups or social groups or larger, even national governmental groups. And people are being innovative to find ways to make those inequities decrease and to allow for a society that is more representative and better serves one another. I feel like United Way is so well positioned to continue that work. Find great ways for volunteers to interact with one another and benefit the community here in Austin, Texas, and larger.
I'm happy to be a part of that. And then also just to call out that we really have community members that are choosing to be engaged with us too. It's really great to be in my position because I get to see all the folks that really do join into these community moments and volunteer opportunities, even while safely from their homes. So it's really great to be in that role, you know, to get to see, wow, there are people in the community that are really engaged and are really committed to making it more equitable for all.
I think that's a great note to end on. The website, again, for folks who are interested in learning more about upcoming United Way events for MLK Day or other important holidays and moments here in the Central Texas area, the website is unitedwayaustin.org. for people who are interested in learning more about education programs, financial stability programs, or health advocacy, you can go to that same website. If you're able, the website is unitedwayaustin.org. And the phone number for the organization is 512-472-6267. And for anybody who maybe has a little bit of extra time, their volunteer website at volunteer.uwatx.org. Jordan, thank you so much for sharing comprehensive information about United Way Austin and for putting together this wonderful event and then all the self-guided events that people can do on their own time as well. We really appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Lynn, for having me.